what this shit sound like. 2 in the morning, Bowser's Castle and shit. Yeah.
Welcome back to Black Hoodie Alchemy, folks. I appreciate you joining me. As always, I'm your host, Anthony Tyler. And we're here broadcasting initially on the Fringe FM. This is a little bit of a celebration. This episode marks the 1 year anniversary. So it's pretty cool. You know, I'm not paying my bills, nor did I expect to. And it's cool to see so many return listeners. We got some real heads out there. And it's also allowed me to experiment a little more and do some dumb shit on here. You know, stretch my legs, cut loose a little bit, and talk, quote unquote, with some of these ridiculous characters, or rather having some of my friends talk with these characters. This League of Extraordinary Gentlemen out in the Everglades. Rest assured, this won't be specifically a comedic podcast. We'll just have some rabbit holes here and there. And there will be some more serious guests coming up. I'm cooking up some stuff that I'm personally very interested in, and I'm excited to share with you guys and gals and whoever else out there. Thought I'd talk about some things real quick. I remember at one point I mentioned it does not go unnoticed to me that I haven't had a female guest on yet. And I did mention that we will have some ladies on at some point, and we definitely will. But I was thinking about it, and I was always kind of operating with this, and then I sort of articulated it for myself with some thinking. I love women and the feminine energy in general. In fact, I'm surrounded by it so much of the time. You know, I'm happily living with my girlfriend. We've got 2 female pets. I'm working with women a lot of the time, co-workers included. I got a lot of women in my family. My girlfriend's got a lot of women in her family. So I have enjoyed just kind of chilling out with the homies on this podcast. So that's kind of, you know, the vibe a little bit. It's just reminiscent of the time that I would kick it with the homies I actually grew up with. And we would actually talk about very similar things. So just kind of carrying on a tradition a little bit, but there will be some more feminine energy on the show. That being said, there are more female listeners and other unspecified, you know, like whether it be non-binary or et cetera, listeners in the demographics than I would have expected. And I'm very happy about that. So, you know, even with me just kind of doing my own thing and chilling with the homies that I find well-researched and interesting, it's still attracted a nice diverse group of people from what I can tell, and that warms my heart. That's cool to see, and I'm glad that we're a year in, you know, acclimated to the water a little bit. Thanks again to all the musicians that have let me play their music on my show. It really has enriched the experience quite a bit. With my last guest, Mike Mazzi of the Mind Escape podcast, we talked about his new documentary coming out, being released at the recent Roswell UFO Expo, like a big conference type situation. And both myself and Martin Ferretti and other people like Dr. Rick Strassman and Dr. Andrew Gallimore, among other like surprisingly reputable people are in this documentary, As Within, So Without, from UAPs to DMT. So the psychedelic angle of the UFO experience, you know, a philosophical documentary, not so much specifically focused on nuts and bolts of anything in particular, but it being empirical nonetheless. So I haven't seen it yet, but it has been released at this point. I plan on seeing it soon. I'm not in a big rush. It will be out there. So, you know, I'm waiting for the right time. I'm excited, though. It'll be cool. And without further ado, though, what we're doing for this Black Hoodie Alchemy 1 year celebration is getting Justin Otto, my good friend, host of the Dharma Junkie podcast, back in a conversation with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Tippi Patson, redneck mystic extraordinaire. So I'm going to turn it over to Justin. I hope everybody digs it out there. I'm glad we got to set this up. Here we go.
Get creative.
It is.
Cut like up like that. Cut like up like that. Cut like up like that. That's that.
Welcome, friends and family, to this episode of Black Hoodie Alchemy. It's your old friend, Justin Otto, in case I wasn't clear. So Anthony's gone again. You know, that guy travels more than anybody I know. And he did find the Eye of Zahira. And congratulations, Anthony, for that. He didn't give me any information about where he's at right now. I'm assuming, you know, more Hardy Boy style mysteries, because that's what Anthony does. He's the most interesting man in the world, but not an extraordinary gentleman. But I do have one of those in the studio today for your enjoyment. And it's my old friend Tippi. Tippi, how's it going, man?
Dang old man. Cue that music, hey? Yes.
That's a pretty hot track there, Tippi.
Yeah, buddy, I just needed it's my third time around, and you know, dang old third is that magical number. So I just thought, you know, with the people liking what old Tippi has to say, I come out guns blazing. I really appreciate y'all just getting me on these programs. I don't know what I'd do. If it wasn't for this program, I wouldn't have my many new recruits, so many extraordinary gentlemen. So I thank you very much, Justin Otto. It's good to see you again, buddy.
Yeah, man, it's good to see you. You guys have really been making the rounds on the internet. I'm just shocked at the amount of attention you guys have been receiving. I've heard you were on Lighting the Void with Joe Roop. That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's a good interview.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I got
a question. I'm sorry. I don't want to like cut you off, but I gotta know, what's up with Silverback Commando? That guy. What's up with that guy?
Well, listen here now. I really liked that all these different people could come on and give their opinions, and I think that he's doing some real interesting scientifical work. You see, but
I'd say it's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that he's starting to pollute the minds of my compadres around here. There's too much bad touching with the animals going on. And that's just not the Ford's way. That's not in Revelations.
You mean the dolphin thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. See, he's talking about John Lilly and all these things. And see, I got quite a few updates for you, man, because I actually moved down from the Funiac Springs to the Everglades so that I could be with my fam a little easier without all that gas money. And upon moving down here, I was brought the question, should we be jerking off these gators in the same way that Silverback Commando's been doing the John Lilly NASA-funded studies where they're doing dolphin telepathy and LSD and all these things.
Right.
Well, I thought that was pretty interesting experimentally, but now I got all these people asking me when we ought to be starting to jerk off them gators, and that's just not the Ford's way, man. So, and dang old Martin Faraday, he's talking a bunch of nonsense, getting people all riled up. He dang old keep asking people if they to ask me if they want to be touching them gators, and no sir, that's not what we do around here. So, but you see what happened, Justin Otto, is when Martin Faraday was last talking, he was talking to our friend Muscle Tornado, and our other friend Silverback Commando. He keep taunting Muscle Tornado and saying, because no one would go and jerk off them gators, but he felt like it was like a scientific advancement in his studies. And so someone needed to go out there. So he kept egging on Muscle Tornado and told him that he wouldn't be dang on man enough if he didn't go out there and try to do it. So what he did is he ended up going out there and he tried to do it. And dang old gator ended up biting his hand off. So now we got a pirate hook on him, just like a Apex Monsoon or a cosmic space pirate. So, but he's figuring out the hook pretty well. It was not that good.
It's got to be a pretty steep learning curve with that, though.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that no one should be masturbating swamp alligators.
Well, don't you think that might make it easier? Like, he could put like a fleshlight on instead of the.
See, now you're sounding like Martin Faraday. I don't want any more of this happening. You see,
it seems like the fleshlight would be an easier way to go about it because it's like an instant receptacle. But you're saying you don't want them doing these experiments at all anymore?
No, man. There's just too much talk about it. You see, it's good that there's one experimentation, but if everybody starts doing it, then we just become a bunch of guys in the swamp, bad touching animals. And I don't want that. It's just, it's not really a good brand look, you know what I mean? So, but listen here, seeing as how our boy lost his hand, and our cosmic ghost pirate's been teaching him how to hook accordingly, we decided, because of all these circumstantial things, we had to dang old get rid of them dolphins. So
whoa, slow down. You're getting rid of the dolphins?
It's already been done, man. You know how we go up to Bama Henge and we do our thing? Well, we cooked them up and we ate them real good. And
I don't think that's legal in any way.
Well, I would
be careful about what you say right now, Tippy.
I'm not afraid of them Illuminatis, man. I smoke a plenty of
catnip. It's not the Illuminati I'm talking about. I think the federal government would have something to say with you murdering dolphins. Aren't they a protected species?
Boy, that is the Illuminati.
The government in general?
Yeah, everything.
All of them?
Yeah.
What about like the heads of corporations? Are like all the heads of corporations also Illuminati?
No, but I mean, basically, if you're allowed to carry a gun for your job, you're Illuminati.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But listen, so we had to eat up all them dolphins, and but we still kind of like Silverback Commando. He's got some good ideas, and he's a hoot. So
how did he take this? He's got to be pretty heartbroken over the loss of his friends, right?
Well, see, it worked out pretty well, because what we did, he makes his own LSD, and so what we did is we just kind of got in the mix and we quadrupled his dosage without telling him, you see. So
that's highly unethical, Tippy.
He's dosing up all day as it is, so this guy is extremely high. And what we did is, he still has them dolphin tanks next to the swamp. So we threw some life-size dolphin balloons in there, and he's just so high. He's playing with them all day. He don't even know the difference. So it's going pretty well.
I got to say, after listening to the interviews of some of your friends and your cohorts down there, it seems like everyone's just getting high on psychedelics and just jacking animals off down in the Everglades. And that's kind of, I don't know, man. It just sounds like a weird cult.
Well, listen, man, it's only one dude that did the jerking off and then one guy that tried it. But everyone else is still super with the Ford's work. You know what I mean, boy? And also, we've been talking a lot more about Hulkamania around here. And I think that's a good addition to the situation.
I think Muscle Tornado might have infected your minds with the Hulkamania. Not that I don't love the Hulkster, because, you know, I'm a patriotic American myself. But, Lord, Muscle Tornado is all about the Hulk, for sure.
Well, the way he put it to me was that Hulk is probably a Christian, so why isn't Hulkamania
probably a Christian? Probably a Christian. We're just guessing now. He's probably a Christian.
Well, here's the thing, man. He likes to talk about Jesus, but then he also uses a lot of the N-word, and we don't really endorse that around here. We don't really like those things around here, buddy. You know, I might have a Southern accent, but and I might bathe in my own urine to communicate with angels, but I got no problems with anybody out here. And yeah, Hulkamania, it's not so much about Hulk. See, a muscle tornado is all about Vince McMahon and Hulk and Dana White and how they're great people. They're not really too great of people, but I do really love Hulkamania, and you can't convince me otherwise of that. Dang, old man. Like Hulkamania, brother, all the way. Yeah, always, man, forever.
Vince McMahon in general is just questionable. He's kind of a creepy guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Muscle Tornado is also kind of a creepy guy, so it kind of fits.
I could pick up on that. I did pick up on that, actually.
Well,
I figured that somebody that, you know, smoked as much DMT as Muscle Tornado does would really love everyone. And you're telling me he's just running around using the N-word with abandon. And that's, like I said, that's unfortunate. That's.
Well, just to clarify, that is Hulk Hogan using the N-word.
Oh, okay. So Muscle Tornado is not using the N-word. Okay. I needed some clarification on that. Thank you, Tippy. But yeah, the Hulk does. He has thrown that around quite a bit. And I think that might be why we don't see so much of the Hulkster anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Between tossing around the N-word and showing their penises to people that don't want to see it, them pro wrestlers sure are. Interesting fellers.
Well, you know, repeated steroid use probably does have some effect on the brain. I mean, if you're just doing like testosterone replacement therapy, I get that. But these guys are, you know, shooting horse tranquilizers into their balls. And good Lord, it's not a good scene.
Yeah, I only shoot raccoon tranquilizers into my testicles.
Okay.
Well, we kind of have like we know a guy. He lives, He also lives here in the Everglades. I don't want to give his name away, but he's got all sorts of animal tranquilizers.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's also where we get our catnip, boy. But
really,
yeah. I gotta tell you, Justin Alto. I came in touch with someone new through all my fellers getting on this Black Hoodie Alchemy program. And I came across a gentleman from dang old Finland.
Did he reach out to you or did you reach out to him?
He dang old reached out to me. See, his name is Juha Korhonen, and he done live in Finland, and he's a black metal, an ex black metal bassist, so he used to play some scary music, and he lives in Rovaniemi, Finland, and he's got all sorts of knowledge about how the Egyptians used to worship gator gods and harvest what they call adrenochrome from people that they would sacrifice. You understand? And he's got this whole thing here. He got a website. Go to visit Rovaniemi, and it's. He's got a website. It's called Rovaniemi Adrenochrome. And it's all about dang old there in Finland. They taking a children, like Santa Claus is coming down and taking the children and selling them to these kind of facilities
You're talking about trafficking human children.
Yeah, and Santa Claus dang all up in the mix. But it's all about what they want with adrenochrome. And see, there's a lot of thing that my buddy Jefferson Tittlewinker.
I don't think that's his name.
Dang old man, I'm pretty sure that's his name. It's something to do with winking or something. But he dang old used to work for Illuminati cloning facilities. And the reason they would clone a lot of these people for sacrificial goings-ons is they would harvest the adrenochrome. And the adrenochrome comes from the pineal gland in your dang old head. And it'll make you, when you eat it, it'll make you live forever and see in 360 degrees and spit lightning bolts. That's what I've heard. I don't know for sure. So the elite like to harvest this adrenochrome from clones and children. And this is what my buddy Huo from Finland has been telling me. He's got this whole website here and he's going through all the details about how the Vatican used to be involved with the Nazis, and
that is true.
Yeah, and how Hillary Clinton has been drinking a bunch of adrenochrome and stopping her from turning into gators. See, it looks like if you take this substance, you don't have to come hang out in the Everglades as often, because that's where they like recharge and whatnot.
So the adrenochrome helps the Illuminati keep their human form.
Yeah, on top of seeing 360 degrees and spinning lightning bolts.
Yeah,
for sure, man. There you got concepts of energy vampirism on here. This is how they harvest their adrenochrome in many ways. And he's even got a map of all the places that Santa Claus been done taking these children out here in Raviola, Finland. And I got to tell you, man, this is some scary stuff. We ain't got no time for children to be sucked up by energy vampires. You see, you got to protect your etheric body, buddy. And I'm sick and tired of people sticking up for Santa Claus.
You mean like the light body, the etheric body, the light body? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, doggy.
Yeah, you should talk to my friend Timothy Doyle. He's all about that shit.
Well, if he could help me stop these children from getting abducted by Santa Claus, I think I'd be willing to talk to him. But
he might be able to help you with that. If he's not busy putting urine into his eyes, which is something that he does apparently. So,
well, it sounds like we might get along pretty well. I'm hesitant to put it directly into my eyeball, but I've been putting it all over the rest of my body. So,
how's that been going? Yeah, I remember you talking about that with Joe. How's that been going?
Well, it's been going real well, man. I've been talking to all sorts of angelic bodies and traveling through the dimensional Sephiroth on the Tree of Life. And
can I ask you a question, Tippy?
Sure.
Have you been smoking DMT with Muscle Tornado?
Well, you know, what these guys do is they just kind of have like a big old candy bowl on the coffee table and they just toss a bunch of shit in there. And then in the morning, we all just get up and eat a handful.
Sounds like high school.
Yeah, it's a hoot, boy. So who knows? I might have eaten some ayahuasca tea leaves, or I might have eaten some catnip or some amphetamines or some raccoon tranquilizers or some Special K. Who knows, man?
Like the cereal or ketamine?
Both. We do like both.
Yeah. Special K is good.
Especially with the berries.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a strawberry man myself.
Strawberry.
Strangely enough, I like blueberries with my ketamine, but
blueberries with ketamine,
strawberries with the cereal.
I'm gonna have to try that sometime, dang old man. But I tell you what,
we should have plenty of blueberry bushes down there. I mean, it's Florida; blueberries go pretty well. You know, we got wild blueberries here.
Yeah, but Bob Jones, he don't need no more drugs. He just smokes a whole lot of crack cocaine, and it seems that seems to be enough for him. I don't think we need to throw any more in the mix there.
Yeah,
but we're trying to get funds together to go visit my friend Juo in Raviola, Finland, so that we can potentially bring the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen on our first mission outside the Everglades, so that we could potentially go abduct Santa, ransom him to get the children back, and stop the harvest of adrenochrome in Raviola. So you can go to tippypatson.edu.gov/.com, and you can either get Silverback Commandos dolphin hair gel and glue, because we still have like a ridiculous amount of that to sell.
I was going to ask about that, if you still had any in stock.
Yeah, so please go. We're only selling it for $49.99, and you can also donate to our GoFundMe, so that we can get out to Finland and stop these energy adrenochrome vampires from turning into reptiles and hanging out with Nazis and the Vatican and do the Ford's work. You know what I'm saying? Do the Ford's work.
Right. Got to do the Ford's work.
Yeah. Oh, and also, I think it's important to note just to show how much my buddy Juo is doing a Ford's work out there. He says that he's been drinking this drink for a long time now, and it's Finlandia vodka with a whole bunch of Mountain Dew, and it's called Thine Holy Elixir.
Hmm.
So, you know, I would prefer it to be Bud Light because I think that'd be the most accurate, but he's dang old European, so he's going to drink his other stuff. But you know what? That he's got good old alcohol and Mountain Dew in the mix is good enough for me. Boy, that shows he's doing the Ford's work out there.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, he's just following in your footsteps.
No, but not just me, but the ancient lineage of all of us that have been practicing the alchemical American right. trucker culture throughout trucker space culture. Time. Yeah, buddy, yeah.
I thought that adrenochrome didn't come from the pineal gland. I thought it came from the adrenal glands, actually.
Well, I don't know if you're a brain scientist. Do you want to be correcting me about the particulars of the anatomical parts of the insides of the human skull? Like what?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that adrenochrome is a byproduct of adrenaline.
I don't even know if you're qualified to talk about that though.
I'm probably not, but you know.
Well, I mean, you know, no one's got to go look it up or nothing. I know 100% certainty that adrenochrome comes from the pineus gland. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's correct, but let's keep going.
Well, there's some other stuff I wanted to bring up a little bit. You know, in a recent Black Hooded Alchemy episode, dang old Anthony was saying he was reading some quotes from good old Terrence Howard. You know about this, Justin Otto?
I did hear that episode, and it is unfortunate about Terrence Howard.
Well, I think that we need to stop being so hard on good old Terrence. I think he's a good old boy, and I think he's making a lot of dang old sense, man. I just want to read a couple quotes to you. It's not long because I know Anthony went into it, but I think it sent chills down my spine because it's been really getting me thinking about revelations in a whole new light. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. See, he said that, and I believe him about this. He said, quote, "I was able to open up the flower of life properly and find the real wave conjugations we've been looking for 10,000 years. Why would I continue walking on water for tips when I've got an entire generation to teach?"
Wow.
You see, he's got some really important things to say. And this is the meat of it, boy. And Justin, I really want to hear your thoughts on this. And then I'll tell you what I've been cooking up with all this.
Okay.
It says, when 1 × 1 = 1, it is implied that 50% of the potential will be lost at initial contact. You start off with two values on one side of the equation, and in the process of multiplying them, dang old one of those values goes missing, and nobody cares what done happened to it. I mean, it's a false axiom that has become the very cornerstone of this misunderstanding. Even now, almost 6,000 years later, why is it that I, in the history of recorded history, has ever asked this question? Why someone found it necessary to put a cap on that Mesopotamian civilization's potential for advancement, I will not speculate. Perhaps it was the best thinking at the time. But as to where we would have advanced to if we had not been misled by this false statement of 1 × 1 = 1, is of no benefit to speculate. Nevertheless, we are in the here and now, and we must hit the reset button and do a full about face concerning our approach to mathematics. Do you get what he's saying, buddy? One on side of one of the equation, one on side of the other equation, that can't equal one. You see right. what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying, but you're also talking about a man that in, you know, relation to the assault on his first wife said, "She was talking to me real strong and I lost my mind and slapped her in front of the kids." Well, and you have to wonder if that was his kids or if it was the kids that they've been harvesting for the adrenochrome.
It's a good question, man. But I do think that Terrence Howard is one of the good guys.
I'm gonna have to say I can't really agree with you on that one, Tippy.
Well, I think he's been slandered. I don't think I think all these stories are baseless accusations, and the Illuminati's are coming after him, and they're trying to take out his reputation, just like they do with a whole bunch of people, man. But he also, Terrence Howard has said that he has 432 distinct personalities. So maybe one of those personalities is controlled by the Illuminati.
Maybe so. Maybe he's just schizophrenic.
Maybe. Or maybe he's got 432 badasses in him. And he just, he's like,
or more 431 badasses in one punk bitch.
I guess so. Yeah. If he's an Illuminati, that's no way to be, man.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, it depends on what your goals in life are, right?
But I'd rather have a tough job to go along. And don't worry, that is not it yet. We just have to go into a brief commercial break. This is Black Hoodie Alchemy. I'm Anthony Tyler. We'll be right back with more Tippy Patson after this. The government takes them over because they don't like the direction.
Babylon War Child. You don't need to wake up. Hungry for the cream, but everything on my block ain't always what it seems. It might seem cool if you come from out of town, but you make the wrong move, find your body out of town.
Hey yo, check it, my voice propels pain on the record. Live from hell's gate to 12 gauge, and a message for misled youth. 80 proof is the essence, some call the sentence. Life in the haunted trenches, atomic weapon, symbolic hypnotic lessons, melodic methods. Mind rotted from chronic sessions, who wanna step in the ring with the rawest veterans. Iconic microaggression from the streets where the comments headed. Never been known to not settle it in stone. The pot calling the kettle black to pedal back home. Put it in proper pretenses. The poet, the prophet, the preacher with street references. The beast, the pestilence, the plague, pushing disease to each residence. The renegades, never been afraid of action. Release the kraken over dope beats with rapping. The madman, murderous midnight assassins.
You have to include the posse or the highly prominent. Might get arrested or beaten up because they think you're a communist. You understand? People don't have enough of a value system to see where you differ from them. Because the kids had no knowledge, no training. They were very cool, but they were normal kids. You ever see that?
Listen. As we explore the mysteries of the universe, the unknown, high strangeness, consciousness, and our human potential, Lighting the Void is an eclectic program that strives to ignite the late night with stimulating conversations. Join us on The Fringe FM.
Musicians experience a lot of frustration with music marketing and promotion. They have no idea how to get their music heard, and they're spending hours sending emails, making phone calls, and hitting up their friends to promote them. With our industry-powered digital marketing platform, we can set up your media plan in minutes. Our team will automatically distribute your music across all the best channels, so you can focus on actually making the music. Submit your music today on our website at mymusicpromoter.com. That's mymusicpromoter.com.
Thank you.
Play bottle.
It was a stone group, my man. You are the most.
Well,
what are your goals in life, Tippy?
Man, I don't know. I'm just trying to.
But what do you do to just suss out meaning? Is it just hunting alligators in the Everglades, these Illuminati alligators? Clearly, you're not interested in pleasuring these beasts to obtain information. We see how Muscle Tornado ended up when he tried it. And you got rid of the dolphins. So, have you pretty much eradicated the animal? what's a delicate way I can put this?
Well, Silverback Commando calls it wanking.
I don't think that's very delicate.
Well, I'm still very interested in getting into the minds of these gators, but all we got to work on right now is eating a bunch of mushrooms and staring real hard at these gators. So we're continuing to do that and trying to crack this this nutshell a little bit. And also we've been focusing on a lot of gematria, you know, trying to find angel numbers all around us.
Right. Yeah.
You see five sticks on the ground, that's a sign from God.
Right.
You see one worm over there, that's a sign from God. And slowly we're figuring out that through all our communications with God in the environment, and then I'm also, of course, bathing in my urine and sifting around through animal scat divination purposes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to figure out how it's right now we can hunt and catch the gators, man, but we can't interrogate them. We're trying to figure out how to interrogate these gators so we can figure out who's who and how we get to the center of it.
Well, what kind of interrogation techniques have you been trying?
Well, lots of waterboarding.
They're alligators. I don't think that's going to be really efficient.
Why?
Because they live in the water, Tippy.
Oh, shit. Well, I might have
eventually to go to the drawing board. Essentially, you're just making them happy.
I might have to go back to the drawing board on that one.
I would recommend like car batteries and jumper cables. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, take it old school, right? You know, if you're going to do it, hang them upside down from the tail, let all the blood rush to their head, and then you can harvest alligator adrenochrome, and then you can take the alligator adrenochrome in order to fight the Illuminati.
God damn. Yeah, I'm going to have to mull that one over, man, because that's pretty deep, and you might be onto something, but you also might just be talking crazy, boy. I don't really know.
I think we might all be talking a little crazy, Dippy.
Maybe, but I mean, I do think that you're making a lot of sense in, like, if I electrocute an alligator enough, he might start talking like a human with his own lips.
He very well could.
I might need to try that. See, I don't know about, you know, bad touching animals, but you talk about getting car batteries and making cartoony zip-zappy sounds and, you know, like making it real funny, and that just sounds like a hoot to me, boy. I'm gonna do that. I think
I don't think you should derive so much enjoyment from electrocuting alligators. I think it should just be for information purposes. But I think if you're starting to enjoy it as much as you appear like you will, then it may turn into a bigger problem.
Well, it might be two birds, one stone, man. We get them to talk.
Have you tried meditating with these alligators? That might help. You know, I meditate a lot, and I've gotten a lot of answers that I had been looking for a long time through meditation. So maybe you could teach the alligator. I could actually come down to the Everglades, and we could I could teach these alligators to meditate, and then I could teach you guys to meditate, and then maybe you guys could meet on the ethereal field somewhere.
That sounds like a good idea, man. Because
I mean, I'm not gonna pay for the ticket down there, you know. But honestly, like I've been having trouble paying my bills lately, and I might be looking for a place to live. So I might just join you guys. I don't even know.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I'm going to add your plane ticket to our GoFundMe, and we'll just lump it all together. And then we'll get you down here to the Everglades, and then we'll get all of us going out to Ravioli. And it'll be a good old time.
Ravioli Adrenochrome, right?
Yeah, and stop St. Nicholas. He's got too many names anyway. St. Nicholas, Santa Claus,
the big Ragu.
Kris Kringle, Ragu, and it's just, who is it anyway? It's all just a big conspiracy, just a giant cover-up, because he really is a primordial Titan overlord from the center of the earth.
Santa Claus?
Yes, that is affirmative. Well, you know, like in Greek mythology, the Greek gods sent the Titans. They cast them out.
Right.
And they said, no more. And they sent them somewhere. And I think it was like deep in the center of the earth. And because that's where Santa Claus came from. He's basically, the story isn't exactly a one-to-one, but you could tell that the Greek mythology came from this true story of the gods, you know, Henry Ford and Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit and Mountain Dew, they all took Santa Claus and they said, no more adrenochrome for you. We need to let the children flourish. And he cast them down into the center of the earth for an eternal slumber. But see, all these pagan ritualistics, they've been doing, instead of worshiping baby Jesus, they've been doing these pagan worshipings with trees and presents, and it's been awakened the Santa Claus up.
Oh no.
You know, and he's been springing forth every solstice, every winter solstice, he springs forth, and he spends all the days until the end of Christmas harvesting adrenochrome. And he starts in ravioli, but he goes all around the world. Mm. That's what I'm finding out. That's what me and Huho Kevorkian have been figuring out there in Finland. It's not just Finland. It's going everywhere. And it's extending to these Illuminati cloning labs. And, you know, I think that if we could just find Santa Claus and maybe interrogate him, he might talk a little better than them gators. So we might have a little bit of better luck there.
I think people have been looking for Santa Claus for a long time. You know, they've been looking all over the North Pole for, you know, a while. Maybe it is because he doesn't live at the North Pole and he does live at the center of the earth, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you think he still has a headquarters there?
I think so. Because look at the evidence there, Justin Otto. We know that children write letters to Santa Claus every year.
Right. Yeah.
And then they actually get responses.
Oh, that's true.
So who's writing them letters if it ain't Santa Claus?
That's a good point.
And also, don't you hear on at least one news source every year, come around Christmas Eve, someone done saying, oh, they just spotted Santa Claus up there and, you know, flying around with them planes, and he's coming to deliver more than presents.
Right. You know? Yeah. I actually saw Santa Claus in December myself. I was at Shoe Court Shoes and in the mall, and I saw him there. And he had a child on his lap, and it did not look like it was going well. The child was crying. So I think maybe Santa Claus was actually harvesting the adrenochrome from that child while I was there, and that's what I was seeing. It looked like he had some sort of a device inserted into the child's spine above his kidneys.
You see, they hide their power in plain sight, man. He was probably cackling like a little gremlin too, but you didn't notice it because you were too stimulated by all the subliminally linguistics of the signs in all the stores and all the bye, you know, get your new latex, get your new spandex,
right,
get your new onesies and your propeller hats and things like that. And just bye, more, you know, get your moon boots.
Well, we are a consumer culture.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, how could you not be when there's so many different kinds of moon boots for sale?
I mean, just by saying no, saying I don't need moon boots. I don't need, you know, goose down hoodies.
Listen, buddy. When we all get up to the moon and you're the last one stuck in place while the rest of us are walking around in our moon boots, you're going to be sorry.
I probably will be, but I don't have any intention of actually going to the moon, so I don't think it's going to be an issue for me.
Well, all right. That sounds all right to me there.
What
do you think we ought to do about Santa Claus, man?
Man, I think you should just leave that poor fucker alone. Sounds like he's got enough problems. But if he is harvesting children, then we probably should do something about it. We're going to have to set a trap for him, clearly. But that's not my wheelhouse. That's your wheelhouse, Tippy. So that's going to be up to you and Jua to figure that out.
Tell you what, it seems like
he's already been on it, you know, according to what you're saying.
Yeah, I think first off, I might try zippling them gators with a car battery, and then
I mean, see if it works.
Yeah, and then we'll see about maybe getting up to old Finland. But you know, it's been pretty nice here in the Everglades. I've been settling in.
It is a nice time of year to be in the Everglades.
Yeah. And
not too hot down there yet.
I've been really enjoying all my company. You know, Apex, Monsoon, Jefferson, Tillis Linky, friggin' old Silverback Commando. He don't talk so much these days. He just seems to be really, really high, but he's still great company.
That's probably because you've been dosing him with extra LSD. And as I said, that's pretty unethical.
Well, I mean,
But honestly, it sounds like most of the shit you guys do is pretty unethical, if we're being really like 100%. Like, if I had to give you my honest opinion, it sounds like a lot of it's pretty unethical. Well, but I have a different set of ethics than most people, I think. So,
yeah. I mean, if I understand correctly, ethics are like when you, they're like a fruit with like a whole bunch of different seeds in it, and you don't really eat the meat of the fruit. But there's a bunch of tasty bits around all the seeds. And then so you crack open the fruit and then you eat all the tasty bits in there. And that's what an ethic is, right?
No, I don't think that's correct.
You sure?
Ethics are the way that we act in the world. Ethics are our morals, typically.
Well,
it sounds like a lot of things you guys do are kind of immoral. I mean, you did, you know, put a stop to, as you put it, the wanking. So that's a step in the right direction, I think, you know, but still, and it sounds like some of it might be, you know, a little ethically fucked. Oh, look at that. I just looked at my clock. It says 11:11. It's a sign from God.
It is absolutely a sign from Henry Ford and God himself. And I don't know what to tell you about ethics, man, but we don't really like dates or prunes either. So we just don't need a whole lot of fruit.
As I said, Tippy, ethics are not a fruit. They're not the seed of a fruit. They're not the flesh of a fruit. They are the way that we act in the world.
I just don't really understand what you're talking about, man.
We can move on. It's fine. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, maybe like send me like a TED talk on it or something.
I think I could probably find you something on it.
All right, man. Well, do you think what do you think? What kind of questions should I be asking them gators as I electrocute them before I leave you? Like, can you help me brainstorm at all?
Well, I mean, I could probably come up with some questions, but, you know, I think it's going to be very independent.
You can't handle the truth. That's a good question.
I don't think that's even a question. I think that's a statement.
See, that's why I need help.
You do need help. Lots of help, and probably like many years of intensive psychotherapy.
What about this for a question? I could say like, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Again, that's a statement. I think that's actually a quote from Training Day.
No, that's a Tippy Patson line.
Oh, okay.
What about this? I could yell at the gator, they drew first blood.
Again, I think that was wasn't that from Rambo?
No, that is also a Tippy Patson exclusive.
All right. I don't think so, but whatever you say, man.
Jesus. Yeah, I think you been watching movies the wrong way, because those are all quotes from me. And I got to leave you for now, but just rest assured that we're busy here working in the Everglades to save humanity from the Illuminati gators and all those other extraterrestrial animals out there. You know, we're doing the Ford's work, and we'll be continuing to come on this program. And, you know, I'll keep talking with you, Justin Alto. We'll try and get you out here to the Everglades, but it'll be a good old time. But just remember, you know, you take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and you believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. And that's a Tippy Patson quote right there.
Man, I think that's from The Matrix. I'm pretty sure that's from The Matrix.
Man, you're just not willing to give me any credit for this sweet poetry.
That's definitely Morpheus from The Matrix, right?
Red pill, blue pill? No one's ever said that before. That's like fresh off my noggin, dude.
Man, people have been saying that for at least like 25 years now.
All right. Well, agree to disagree, then.
I mean, I don't agree to disagree. You're wrong on this one, Tippy. I'm sure about that. And just like I was sure about First Blood.
Well, I mean, you know, like, sounds like you haven't even seen the Snyder Cut, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here for now, dude. You know. Bless your heart, Justin Otto, for doing the Ford's work out there. And thank you for, you know, getting me back on this show so we can continue to save humanity from the Illuminatis.
Well, somebody's got to, right?
It is absolutely true there, sir.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks, Tippy, for taking the time to be on Black Hoodie Alchemy again. And we'll definitely get you back in the studio soon and continue this conversation.
Excellent. Excellent. You take care, everybody. You know, don't forget, go to tippypatson.edu.gov/com, and you can donate to our trip to Ravioli for Adrenochrome. And you can even come help us defeat the Gators in the Everglades. Now, take care, everybody.
Well, very interesting as always. And as a further point of interest, a little cherry on top, I would like to bring to your attention that I got an audio message from Tippy while listening to this with you. And he sent me an audio recording of Jua, the Finnish individual himself, talking a little bit about his research. I haven't listened to this yet. Let's go ahead and check it out. This is straight from Jua to Tippy to me. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hey there, Tippy, you old fruit basket, like we say in Zomi. Jua Kurunen here. You wanted me to send you my important findings, and like I said to you, I read a talk than write, so I record this for you to use as you see fit. But I've put some important information on my website, www.rovaniemiadrenochrome.weebly.com. So check that out. As you know, I live in Rovaniemi in Finland. Suomi, as we say it here in Suomi. Most people know Rovaniemi because it is here we find Santa's village, the real Santa Claus village. But what most people do not know is what lies beneath. Rovaniemi was almost completely destroyed in World War II, but in 1950, Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of the US President Franklin D. Roosevelt, came to visit Rovaniemi to witness the rebuilding process. But what most people don't know is that this was a cover for what they really did build beneath the Santa village in Rovaniemi, an operation the CIA calls Operation Candy Cane. Beneath Santa's village, there is like a secret factory where they house and harvest hundreds of children. Many people think that there's some pedophilic concerns about this, but my research says there is no evidence of this. Rather, these children are used to harvest adrenochrome from the adrenaline glands from these children, from these child bodies. It's no good if you get it out of a dead body. It has to be alive. And it's not good to get adrenochrome synthesized. It has to be from a real plump child. And they get these children from Russia. And I think that this work has become more difficult, and it's much easier to secretly steal children if there is a war. But we maybe talk about that some other time. Fresh Kid Chrome, as I call Adrenochrome from children, Kid Chrome, is what these people want. I know. When Grim Reaper Diapers disbanded, Grim Reaper Diapers was my death metal band I was in. I played bass, and both the singer and the guitarist killed themselves in a homosexual autoerotic asphyxiation accident, as they say. We had just signed to Geffen Records. Anyway, without my participation in this Grim Reaper Diapers band, I had to get a job at Santa's Village selling knickknacks, and it was working there for 20 years where I eventually discovered these sinister plans and activities below Santa's Village. I have seen the factory floor myself. Finlandia, the number one vodka in Finland, is used with Mountain Dew in the actual harvest ritual that occur once a month. And you know, this is how we first came in contact from the beginning. Because you are, as Tippy, as far as I know, the prime expert on the occult significance of Mountain Dew, okay? So anyway, during this Kid Chrome harvest ritual, they pray and sacrifice sheep to Sobek, the Egyptian god of gators. I have not been able to track where they send the adrenochrome once harvested, but I know it leaves Santa's Village by truck, because the truck culture is strong, even in Finland. And the trucks cross into Russia, but how it ends up in the United States, I do not know. I have never left Finland because I do not believe in the passport. I hope you can discover more of how the adrenochrome eventually comes to the United States. As your research continues, we will continue our cooperation. And for the people, if you share this audio, which is fine with the people, you can direct them to rovaniemiadrenochrome.weebly.com. rovaniemiadrenochrome.weebly.com. Till we talk next time, this is Juha Koronen from Rovaniemi, Suomi.
Wow, I don't know where, how all these people are coming together, but there's some crazy shit going on. And I'm not sure how cogent or coherent it is, but as long as they're not hurting anybody, more power to them. Thanks for thanks for joining the situation, Juha. It was interesting to get your opinion on what you're doing out there. And, you know, we'll see if we can get Tippy Patson out to you to try and potentially resolve this situation, you know, whatever actually might be going on out there in Finland and other parts of the world. The situation is ongoing. And thank you very much for thank you very much for listening, folks. I think that's going to be it for now. But stay tuned. Join us next week. We're going to be diving further down the rabbit hole, talking about the dark side of metaphysics some more. Don't forget, this is Black Hoodie Alchemy. I'm your host, Anthony Tyler. We talked with good old Tippy Patson today. Don't forget to check out the other members of this League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. There's a whole crew, and they're all equally insane. You take it easy out there. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, yo, define simple. When the rhyme sticks to the mind's temper, the fire's lit, like a blind fictional ties to physical signs central to your eyes visual. Be wise if you try to step to the mic, it might resemble the mind ritual. Divide the stencil for non-subscribing what I have been through. Syllable signs rips through typical spineless victims. You pitiful swine and just food for lyrical giant pit bulls. We give a flying shit stupid rhythm you guys spit to. Criminal iron fist rule, animal prime. A mandible shrine was crafted like a cat of a nine pistol.
capital crime. Limbo's the practical time window for tracking divine intros with rather sublime tempos. My pride intro to fry the mentals I climb into. I try and include high endos with quiet pencils. You find issues with my credentials, we buy missiles. If liars defies with bias,
in the midst of all the panic, it's like we all blissfully outlandish, so we willingly continue all the damage. But hell, I just light a hell and flow to the visions of my planet. Bob my head to the rhythm of the planet. We living in the rhymes of a judgeless rule, where we transcend from nothing into something new. A lifetime's just a 16 bar verse with unstructured roots, but the dopeness of it's up to you.
Versus chatter out of my data box, with facts that my perfect patterns can paradox. With aftershocks, with split inconsistency from my scatter plot, expanding catapult daggers to saturate your catalog, and larger catastrophic cannonball of your abandoned lot. Documenting written is my physics is cyber atomic, designed to deposit paradigms from a scientist's office. Aligned to combine a Scientologist line from Zion, from Mayan astrology, defining this giant colossus colliding composite. Think you fly, you could die in your cockpit, denying can modify your diet. This iron is toxic, ironically thought to be the cross of a viable prophet. Inside a sarcophagus, a shrine in a Bible of Gnostics, narcissistic martyr deciphering repliable clauses that travel like a typhonic tidal inside your metropolis. Goliath Leviathan swallowing islands and continents to prime audio novelists, giving rhythm
within the planet. In the midst of all the panic, it's like we all blissfully outlandish, so we willingly continue all the damage. But hell, I just light a hell and flow to the visions of my planet. Bob my head to the rhythm of the planet. We living in the rhymes of a judgeless rule, where we transcend from nothing into something new. A lifetime's just a 16 bar verse with unstructured roots, but the dopeness of it's up to you, so stay focused and rhyme.
My mind is designed to inflict defiance inside of a guy's mental compliance into provide the stress and then higher lessons, causing a cycle tension on the lies you infuse. I pry the tissues of blinded issues. I can provide the iron horizon with the iron fist in the sky to symbolize an alliance of simple-minded men who ridicule the simple-witted, as well as women who realize that we misuse the gift of intuition and inner vision. I compromise your social science designed by a tyrannical giant, claiming the rights of the divine and the inhuman will and drive to bring little lives to a tribal genocidal life and try to submit you to it and de-intellectualize you and fit you to a diabolical prison. But align with me and I'll align with you, and align will be lions who fight in a lie. If the lion wins, I'll lie with you, cause I'll die with you. Ride with me and I will ride with you.
In the midst of all the panic, it's like we all blissfully outlandish, so we willingly continue all the damage. But hell, I just light a hell and